be KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank O'Kinion.
Listen in your car and your underwear. You could be in your underwear and your car.
Join his partners and here.
Gotta get so long.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
a big banana special.
Oh, yeah. I got that for you.
Not you guys.
The ladies out there. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 14th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is the place where I bank. I was on the phone with them this morning. My daughter is going to be needing to make some car payments. It's time to start learning what it's like to be an adult. Boy, is it fun watching them try to figure out what it costs to live. Just getting started.
Hey!
You know what? This just makes me happy hearing this. I wasn't happy. Could you tell just then I wasn't real happy?
Yeah.
Now I'm happy, thanks to this music. We've renamed it the B.J. Schulte Polka. Because he's the listener who called it to her. It used to be the clarinet polka, not anymore. And it means it's time to introduce some people to you. Let's start with our there are a lot of names for what he does. Control board operator. Actually, well, that's the only name for what he does. He is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason because they can give you a free consultation regarding your investment options.
Would it be a good idea to put it off for a long, long
time? No, right now. Do it right now. And you can find their phone number and more at markandjason.com. Come. Hello to the chicks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Dan Strauss. He is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. The happiest guy in any workplace that I've ever known in my life. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
That doesn't even make sense. It's stupid.
What now?
Oh, earlier we're talking about things people say to keep from cursing, like, oh, for cripe's sake, or he's such a wuss instead of the P word. You know, they substitute freaking instead of the other F word. So, Rad Boy's telling me when he cusses, he says, what, damn it?
Cheese,
damn it.
Oh.
It's stupid.
Jeez.
Stupid. Jeez, damn it. It doesn't make sense. I'll tell you what does make sense. Spending a lot of money sending your kid for accordion and clarinet lessons, have them turn out and qualify to be a member of this fantastic band right over here, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
The parents of all the boys in that orchestra have to be so proud. Made it to the big time. Community Credit Union, since I am on assignment tomorrow, I will take this opportunity now to remind you and to invite you to listen to the yard sale Saturday morning, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, with your cordial host, Paul Warner. Cordial and corny. Sometimes Paul says some corny things on that yard sale.
Yes, he does.
But he's good at it. Some people are not, and then it's just plain corny, but he's good at corny. So 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock Saturday morning, the First Community Credit Union Big 550 yard sale. It's fun. It's fun to listen to and fun to participate in, and it's sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. That's why I mention it. That's the only sponsor. Not a lot of interruptions, just one solid sponsor. And they're solid in more ways than just the sponsorship of that show. Solid in their competitive rates, whether you're saving money or borrowing money. Solid in the way they want to help you out with this credit card dilemma. And here's how they're going to do it. You take a credit card you have now that's not a First Community credit card. You transfer the balance over and open yourself a First Community credit card, and there's going to be zero percent interest on that balance for a year. And any purchases you make on that new First Community card, you're only looking at 3.99% interest for the remainder of this year. It's a very good deal, and I can't think of one reason why you wouldn't want to do that. And maybe that'll be the thing that gets you to start banking where we bank, First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. It's a great place to bank. Want to send some good vibes out. Let's all concentrate and think positive things for Jim Compton. Jim Compton is a really nice guy. I've known Jim for a few years, and he's in the hospital, and he's been in the hospital for over a week.
Oh.
And he's got some bad stuff going on, and he's got some surgery coming up here, maybe today or tomorrow. So good thoughts to Jim Compton, Compton Roofing. Anybody who knows Jim knows that Jim's one of those guys who seems to always be doing something for people. He's a photographer. He's in the roofing business, but he just likes to do stuff for people. That's how I kind of got to know Jim. He wanted to do something for me, like he does for everybody. So, Jim, get well. Get through that surgery and get out of that hospital. We have a commercial that we're running, and I laughed out loud when I heard it a while ago because, as you know, I get a big kick out of what they put in commercials. And this particular commercial says that if you'd like to unlock our best value, call this 800 number. Ooh, unlock a value. I mean, this is a new one. This is a new one on me. Not if you want to take advantage of a deal, but if you want to unlock our best value, like it's secret and it's locked up. And unless you call this 800 number, you're not going to get in the vault to get this deal. Oh, that's a good one. It's also the product, not just with a pivot head, but in the commercial it says it has a proprietary pivot head. Well, that's Whoa. The pivot head I want. I don't want just any old pivot head. The Pope has one lung. Not a joke. He does. He's 76 years old. You know that. Son of Italian immigrants. I thought it was very interesting that up until literally now, you see that he's been cooking his own meals, a little apartment with one stove. What kind of a shock to his system must this be?
Oh, man.
I mean, it would kind of be like 1 minute you're in just a little apartment in anywhere. This happened to be Argentina, but just think of that you're a little in a little apartment in New York or St. Louis or wherever.
And then, like what? The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, boom! What? I've got what? I'm over how many people?
You voted what, huh?
Yeah. And I mean, maybe someday somebody will leak the how that works, because do they call him into a room and go, hey, come on in. We got some, what we think is pretty big news for you. You're the Pope.
And does the Pope get paid? I know.
You know, I don't know.
I'm sure he gets a salary.
Yeah.
But why would he need it?
I know.
He got everything in the world at yours. You see that white helicopter? Holy cow. You don't need to get paid. He, as a child, had an infected lung, so they had to remove it. So he only has one lung. Apparently, you can get along okay with one lung. I think I told you this. I went to school with a kid. His name was Clarence. His heart was on the wrong side of his body. And he was given special permission by the teacher. When we said the pledge to the flag, he put his hand over the other side. And the first time he did it, he got scolded by the teacher, and he produced a doctor's note.
Whoa.
That said, yeah, his heart. He was born with his heart on the other side. Clarence.
I think the heart was more in the middle.
Well, it's off to one side. It's off to, as you're looking forward, to your left. Okay, so you put your right hand over your heart. That's why you do that. It's not in the very middle. It's a little over to that side. Well, his was the other side. So Clarence, the guy with the heart on the other side of his body. If you're out there, Clarence, I've never forgotten you because of that. The Pope, the new Pope, Pope Francis, speaks Spanish, Italian, and German. I think I don't think the candidates who didn't speak two or three languages would have much of a chance. Would you agree? I mean, they call you in and have a sit down and say, I want to ask you some questions. And then they ask you a question in Italian and you go, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying. Next! You know, you're out of there by then. Three languages. Pretty impressive. He was the runner-up last time when they did the Benedict when he was elected. You know, the second was this guy. He was the runner-up the last time around to replace Pope John Paul. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know if it's votes or how they do it, but he was the runner-up. He called Argentina's legalization of gay marriage in 2010 a destructive attack on God's plan. He said the gay adoption would discriminate against children. He cooks his own food. I think we can pretty much figure that's past tense. I don't think he'll be cooking his own food anymore. Although, if he wants to, what are you going to do? Tell him he can't do it? If he wants to cook his own food? I think if the president, whoever the president is, I know this sounds like I'm bragging, I was in the White House kitchen.
Whoa.
Yeah. Where they prepare the meals for the president and his wife. And I think if they want to go down there and slap a BLT together or fry some
make some
whatever,
pancakes.
Yeah, I think they can do that. You do whatever you want to the president. This new pope goes to bed at 9:30 and wakes up at 4:30. Man, wow. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
I would love. Well, I do.
Do you? Oh, you wish you could get up?
I wish I had what it takes to do that.
I do too. Yeah.
I got up at 4:30 for 15 years when I worked in the morning. 15 years at 4:30. I have no idea how I did that. I hated every day of it. He gets up at 4:30. Discipline. Goes to bed at 9:30. Now, it says here he refuses to grant interviews. Again, I have to think that's past tense. I don't think he can do that now. But prior to this, he would not grant interviews. And they said in an internal email that they discovered from 2005 that he was described as a guy who, quote, never smiled. So that's going to be interesting now that that's out to see if, you know, he starts smiling more. And he once visited a hospice and washed and kissed the feet of 12 AIDS patients in 2001. Well, you know what? Good for him. I don't know that I could have... Well, by 2001, we knew better than to think you could catch it. You remember first when people thought, oh, don't sneeze on me, you got AIDS. I don't want to get that. This is a great story. We have a couple of retired prostitutes. These women are sisters. They're twins. Louise and Martine Fockins. What a great name for two old prostitutes. Louise and Martine, Fockens, Fockens. They're 70. They work in Amsterdam, where I think it's legal. Prostitution is legal. And they're going to hang it up. They're both 70. And they claim, they got a book that's coming out, and they say they have slept together with a total, get ready, of 365,000 men.
Wow.
Man.
Woo-hoo. Whoa. Now, wait a minute.
So they were still doing this at 69.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Now, hang on, though. Let's do the math here. They've been doing this 50 years. You know what? I got a calculator on my phone.
Let's say 10 guys a day.
No, there's no
for
way.
Both of
there's
them.
No possible way. Here, 50, here's the way to do it. No, here's the way to do it. 50 years, so there are two of them. So let's make it 100.
100 a day?
No. 100 years, because they're 50 years, but it's two women.
So 100 years so 100 times years 365
not times 365. 365 divided by 100. No, there's,
wait,
there's
no.
Yes.
You multiply the...
No, you don't.
The years by the day.
No, you don't.
It says they get total amount of days.
No. Where'd you go to school? The total number of men is 355,000. So here, let's put in 355,000 divided by 50 years. This will give you how many per year, and then you cut it in half because there's two of them. So that's 7,100 for both of them men a year, which would be 3,550
About 10
men
a day for each of them. That's what I came up
every
with.
Every day. Yeah. Every single... No, there's no way.
Oh, yeah, oh, I sure. bet. If they were... Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think an average prostitute does about 10 a day.
Oh, I don't think so.
Especially the ones in the red light district.
Yeah.
They got a lot more traffic.
10? Well, they're done at 70. They say that now their arthritis is so bad that some sexual positions are too painful.
What?
Wow.
Martine, one of the twin sisters, has three children. And she says that it's hard to attract customers at her age, although she still provides a weekly sadomasochistic session to one customer, an older man who just insists that she still satisfy his sadomasochist needs. She says, I can't give him up. It's like going to church on Sunday for him.
Yeah.
They have worked in the business for 50 years. They are, oh, there's a documentary. This is the subject of a documentary, Meet the Fockins. That's their last name. And they've written a book called The Ladies of Amsterdam. They both dress in identical red clothing. They became prostitutes before the age of 20. It says to survive financially after escaping violent relationships. And now they look back on what they call were the golden years before Holland legalized prostitution. Oh, so they liked it when it was illegal. More exciting.
Oh, yeah.
More exciting, more challenging when it was illegal. Got a woman who has put all her husband's stuff out. She went on Craigslist and announced that you could come to her house and everything her husband had, she's throwing out in the yard and selling it because he cheated on her. And the ad in Craigslist said, husband left us for a piece of trash, so we're selling everything while he's gone this weekend with his floozy. And then it says, selling everything and moving after 10 years of marriage. Come get his favorite red leather chair. Get his reclining theater seating type sofa. Get all his tools, because he didn't have a clue how to use them anyway. Boy, is this guy in for a surprise when he comes back after the weekend. Discourage clothes buyers. Says, if you're coming to buy his clothes, forget it. We burned his clothes in the driveway.
Oh, man.
She's mad. Sound like anybody in the room might know?
No.
Mad ex-wife?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so. We shared some things with you yesterday that you didn't know, and most people didn't know, and it's going to make you sound real smart at the next cocktail party or office party, but here's one for you. I didn't know, and I do now, there's a diamond ring, and there's only one known in the world, where the entire ring is diamond. You know that part, the part under the bottom of your finger, the shank, or whatever they call it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's diamond. They said this thing took literally a couple of years to build. It has been revealed by a place called Shawish Jewelry. It's 150 carats. It's carved from a single faceted diamond. $68 million. Mohammed Shawish, the president and CEO of Shawish Jewelry, which is in Geneva, decided to make this ring, labor of love. He said he got a copyright on the design. He got that in 2010, and they had to do all kinds of testing to get the precision of the circle right, to cut a diamond into a circle for the actual ring part. So they brought in special laser equipment to cut directly into the diamond so they wouldn't alter the color of it. This is a huge deal. It says it's the biggest and the best there is in the world, the only one like it. It was finished last year, and it is, I'm sure it is, exquisite is the word they use, $68 million, and the entire ring, the shank, the bottom, the top, it's all diamond.
Wow.
So, good for Mr. Shawish. And we're going to save this story. We've talked about this before. I said someday there will be a brain transplant. Well, there has been, and I didn't know it. And it was done on a monkey. They took a monkey's head and transplanted it with the brain onto another monkey. This is a pretty incredible story. I'm telling you.
What did they do with the original monkey's head?
They don't address that.
They cut it off to put the other one on?
I don't know. It's just, it's monkeys. But they say that it literally is possible that a human head could be transplanted or a brain, but it's so controversial. Can you imagine the legalities?
Wow. Of,
they'll never get, but they've done it with a dog now, and they've done it with a monkey. So I said it all along. One of these days, we'll see that. A long joke. Tell Mr. Evans I'm sorry. He's going to have to cut it short, but this, you can't shorten this joke and do it justice. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
The chief executive officer for InBev decides to go visit the new pope. He has a request, and he has an opportunity, a business deal, an offer, if you will, for the new pope. So he arranges a meeting, and the new pope sees Mr. InBev. And, of course, he says, thank you, Your Holiness, so much for seeing me. He says, I'll get right to the point. Well, InBev, we now own, you know, what used to be St. Louis, Missouri, in the United States, brewery, and but now it's owned by us. And we're going through a little bit of a rough patch here with some bad publicity lately, watered down beer. That's the alleged, you know, thing going on out floating out there. And also, we're getting a lot of competition from this new American Patriot beer. I'm sure, Holy Father, you don't know about that beer yet, but it's a great beer, and we're really worried. So here's what I propose, and hear me out here, Your Holiness. What we'd like to do, InBev, we would like to make a generous contribution to the Catholic Church. If you would consider, when you say the Lord's Prayer, and other people say it, and this would take years to really sort of gradually catch on, but if you, you know, the part where, Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, earth as in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. What we're proposing is to boost the Budweiser sales. If you could just get people to start saying, give us this day our daily bud. It's subtle. It's kind of like bread. But almost subliminally, subconsciously, people start thinking bud. And maybe it would help us, you know, come back and boost the sales of Budweiser. And the Pope says, what? What? The Lord's Prayer? Give us this day our daily bread? And you want me to tell people all over the world that now it's this daily bud? And the Pope stands up and says, gentlemen, my assistant will show you the door. Thank you. I'm sorry that this was a waste of everybody's time. And the InBev CEO says, no, Your Holiness, I'm not finished. And he takes a checkbook out and he says, we are prepared to make a very generous contribution to the Catholic Church. If you will just make this change, we would like to write a check for $50 million to the Catholic Church. And the Pope says, show these gentlemen the door. He says, okay, all right, Holy Father, okay, I get it. You drive a hard bargain. It is a big request. Give us this day our daily bread. Asking you to make it, give us this day our daily bud. Okay, all right. You're a tough negotiator. Let's make it $100 million. And the Pope says, let me see if I get this right. You want to give the Catholic Church $100 million, and you expect me to change the Lord's Prayer from give us this day our daily bread to give us this day our daily bud so you can sell beer. He says, that's pretty much it. He said, it's not going to happen. He says, all right, $500 million. $500 million. And the Pope says, give me a minute. And he walks in the next room with some cardinals. He comes back out and he says, Mr. InBev, get yourself a deal. $500 million? He said, $500 million. He's got yourself a deal. He says, but this new prayer, new version of the prayer, give us this day our daily bread, being changed to give us this day our daily bud, cannot happen until after December 31st of this year. And the CEO of InBev says, why is that? He says, because that's when our contract with Wonder Bread runs out.
Let's see how the traffic looks airborne now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Southbound 270 looks like a parking lot from approaching Page down through almost Big Bend. They've moved that accident that was blocking two left lanes down between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend off to the right shoulder. If you're coming in for hockey, you're going to be slow on eastbound 64 from Timberlake Manor up through Mason. That right lane continues to stay slow as you try to ramp on to southbound 270. Westbound 64 running pretty heavy now from Science Center through McCausland. It's slow again Lindbergh out through Ballas and then 270 to Mason. It is getting better in Chesterfield Valley, though. It's slow from, looks like, Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 64 downtown, you're slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. But don't forget, eastbound 5570, between 203 and 111, they've got the left lane down as they're doing some road work, maintenance and repair work, and that's jammed up pretty much from Poplar Street Bridge out to east of 203. Still pretty stacked up on westbound 70 from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Same thing on eastbound 270. It's slow between McDonald and New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Don't hate traffic. Avoid it. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and keep moving. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw-Mill Haven has one new thing to do to get ready for his morning show.
Carney, makeup!
Because now you can watch him on TV, KTRS-TV.
Carney, get in here. I need your blush.
And here's how. Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com. Click play on the homepage and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV.
Has Carney been using my eyeliner again?
Yes, with four HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guests, callers, news, and sports live as it happens.
What are Carney's Depends doing here in the studio?
It's radio on TV at KTRS.com, powered by Talison Technologies.
If you wanted someone to help you run your business, what would you look for? Someone you could trust, who's hardworking, who really knows your industry, right? Well, Broadway Truck Centers has been helping people run their businesses literally by being all of that and more. We are a Ford Business Preferred Network dealer. That means that we are trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles, and it allows us to offer a huge selection of trucks and vans to get any job done. So you can trust your fleet from day one to every working day thereafter. And hardworking? Well, these are Ford trucks we're talking about. From the 2013 F-250 or 350 Super Duty pickups to the really big boys like the Ford 350 through 750 chassis cab lineup. We also have the commercial parts you need and service techs trained to know Ford commercial vehicles better than anyone, all to keep your fleet and your business rolling.
Stop by Broadway Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area or check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com. Broadway Truck Center is a proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network. We go further so you can.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279. 1-800-977-5279. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Want to look years younger, even when you're completely naked from the neck up? As in, not wearing makeup, no mascara, no lipstick. We're now letting women try a BB cream breakthrough that doesn't only give you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion, it actually fights your wrinkles long term, so you look years younger even when you're completely naked from the neck up. And during our Neck Up Naked event, we're letting as many women as possible try it. To be one of them, call 1-800-700-3252. Immediately, while supplies last.
He said, see, you're beautiful without any makeup on. And I was just kind of... okay, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything because he's telling me that I'm beautiful with no makeup. But it was like my little secret.
We're letting as many women as possible try Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream while supplies last, so you can look years younger even when you're neck up naked. If you're one of the first callers right now, call immediately. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252. 1-800-700-3252.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
That's every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now, Michael Bublé and his wife are expecting a baby. I'm writing a song for him. Tiny Bublés.
Oh,
see what I did there?
I see, yeah.
Be like little children.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
That's good.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home makes that possible. Their website's thompsonprice.com. The showroom's in De Pere. You don't want to make a decision on kitchen and bath remodeling until you talk to these guys. Think about doing it right. Get your money's worth. ThompsonPrice.com. Here's Mike Evans, everybody.
Give me the money. I've had a couple glasses of wine today.
Well, that should be a good segment.
Fair warning.
You need two correct responses.
Right. Yes, and for those who don't know, our pop quiz, we're all trying to agree on one answer, and we need to collectively get two of these answers right. We've done one so far. We need one more. So what's our question?
Today's question is, a lot of stars have attended Buckley's. You know what? I'm going to wait to the end of the report. I don't want anybody texting.
See what he did there?
Oh,
yeah.
Texting.
He thinks they'll text us the answer.
Oh, my goodness.
He thinks we cheat.
No, that's ridiculous. I don't want anybody.
How can we cheat if we're going to
win? Not you, Frank.
Not me. Thank you.
I'm not saying who I'm thinking, Peon.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Not you, Frank. Not you, Peon. And they don't want to get any more specific than that.
Yeah.
Who he thinks would cheat.
No, not Dan.
Well, that eliminates all of us.
No, I says, not you, Peon.
Oh.
Did there.
He's drinking. No, he didn't know what he did.
Justin Bieber's latest. Will Smith, who is a child star himself, has offered to have Justin Bieber hang out with him for a little guidance and a little mentoring.
Oh, boy.
He had a jump on that because Will Smith would be a great influence on him.
Yeah.
Not his twin brother, Won't Smith. Whew,
that
guy. Man. Oh, my goodness.
won't, Smith.
Oh, brother.
No, it's not his name. His name is Living Trust Smith.
Oh.
Yee. That's even worse.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry. Yee. Sorry, everybody.
Would name their kid
go ahead,
that.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Thank you. You're Justin right. had a good old time, Justin Bieber, this week when he spent a day in Amsterdam at some of the legal pot shops in Amsterdam, so that plume of white smoke that you coming out of Europe wasn't just at the Vatican City, if you know what I mean. Bieber loves his marijuana, loves his pocket.
Can I correct you on something, and don't get mad at me? Because I thought it was legal there, too, and I saw a great documentary. It's not. But they do not bust people if they smoke them in the little, they're like the equivalent of coffee houses.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. TV news, three shows coming soon that are worth watching. Tomorrow night, Showtime, is The World According to Dick Cheney. Now, love him or hate him, this is great TV, as the former vice president explains what went through his mind the minutes, the hours, the days, and the weeks right after 9/11 as the vice president of the United States.
Now, I've heard and read reviews said this is really well done.
4 stars.
Ooh, must be.
On Tuesday, March 19th on the CW is the Justin Timberlake special with interviews, songs, and skits. If you liked him on Saturday Night Live, you'll like this. 4 stars.
Yeah, he's very talented.
Sunday, March 24th, HBO presents a biopic, The Phil Spector Story, starring Al Pacino. Al will get an Emmy nomination for this.
Hoo-ah.
The Phil Spector Story, 4 stars.
Hoo-ah. A lot of good stuff.
What was that, hoo-ya?
Hoo-ah. That's Al. That's Pacino. That's Pacino.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, keep playing that a lot here.
Keep no, I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah, we know you are, Al.
We know. Let me finish my report, Al. Do you mind?
Yeah,
odds and ends. With that idiot Dennis Rodman butting up to North Korean President Kim Jong-un, and also, by the way, Kim Jong-un is now threatening to drop a nuclear bomb on Hawaii or Alaska.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman wants to meet the Pope. And he also is going to try to meet Iran President Ahmadinejad.
Yeah.
Good grief.
A couple of senators are suggesting that they pull Rodman's passport. So they just don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Spielberg has turned down $20 million to direct the next 007.
Well, I would turn it down, too.
Would you really, homie?
Yeah, who needs that? Who needs that headache?
Yeah.
A
lot of work. And finally... Here's today's pop quiz. A lot of stars have attended the Buckley School here in Los Angeles. Michael Jackson, his kids, the Brandos, the Disneys, the Hiltons, the Kardashians. How much does it cost for a student to attend Buckley kindergarten to 12th grade? 12 years of schooling. $500,000, $750,000, $1 million. This is for your chance. You've got to get this right to move on.
Oh, man. Wow.
$5,750 or $1 million, right?
That's it.
Let's go in the middle. I say we go middle way, 750.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Anybody disagree?
No, I'll go with that.
I'm good with that.
Middle. We're going in the middle, 750.
Oh, no!
A million?
Bradley tuition is $41,500 a year. 12 years comes to
$500,000.
$500,000. You out of running, homie. You out of running. You tried, you failed, but you know what? I still love you. And you know what, Frank? I know what? You're in mourning. You take tomorrow off. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you.
What's the prize?
You know, the prize is a dartboard with my picture on it and $10 Starbucks to everybody in the studio.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't want to throw darts at your face.
It's not over yet. We still have another chance.
Yeah. How do you mean you have another chance?
Don't we have
another? That was it.
That was it. You had to win
today and tomorrow. No,
I hate that contest.
You peed down your leg.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, say it.
And he said nuclear bomb.
Yeah, I know.
Can't correct him when he's drinking.
No.
You're asking for trouble, buddy. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I want to run these little numbers by you again. We did this a few weeks ago, and a lot of people were stunned by this. This is a website that, it's a research weather site, and they calculate sunshine and the amount of sunshine state by state. In other words, it's average annual sunlight broken out in hours per day, averaged over a year. And they use percentages. In other words, here, I'll give you an example. Florida, 66% of daylight hours emit sunlight. 66%, Florida. And you go, well, yeah, that's Florida. Now, here's California, the state of California, 68. Now, I will tell you that if you isolate one town, it's like the top of the heap, and that's Tucson, Arizona. And that, I mean, that's prime primo for solar panels. We're getting to North American solar here in a minute. But what's interesting is 66% sunlight in Florida, 68% in California. Now let me flip over here to Missouri. Well, what do you know? 60% in Missouri. Texas, where I think a lot of people, because if you watch Westerns, it seems to always be sunny and dusty and hot in Texas. 61% more than Missouri. Missouri is a prime area for solar panels. Now, look, if you think it's just Hollywood celebrities and Ed Begley's and Ed Asner's and people who are sort of off the charts and the eco-nut scale and the green scale, no. The great thing about solar panels for your house is that it's the perfect product for those people, and it's also the perfect product for other people who aren't tree huggers and don't really give two hoots about a lot of that stuff, but they want to save money, a lot of money. We're running some sort of an announcement now where they ask you to write your congressman, tell them you don't want an increase in electrical rates. Well, good luck with that. They're going to go up. They just went up. They're going to go up again and again and again. And the experts say in 10 years you'll pay twice for electricity what you pay now. Not if the sun is producing that electricity. The sun's not going to get any more expensive. I believe it's free now, and I think it'll still be free. You just need the solar panels. And then giving you numbers is really sort of, it's not a waste of time, but you want numbers as they pertain to your house. And to do that, they have to come out and give you an estimate. They need to see the size of your house, where it sits, where the sun hits the roof, how many panels, boom. And then they're going to tell you about the tax incentives and the rebates and why you won't pay out of pocket anywhere near what the panels cost. Probably not even half what the panels cost. But to find out the rest, you have to go to North American Solar. You can call them, 636-349-3300. Or just go to north-americansolar.com.
Let's see if things are getting any better traffic-wise. Let's go airborne with Tim Weiland.
Actually, Dan, on southbound 270, things are getting worse. We've got a couple of things going on. We've got a, looks like either an accident or a stall that the police are with now on southbound 270. It's just before Olive blocking the left lane, so that part of the traffic is backed up to Dorset. And then just past that, you're stacked up all the way down through Big Bend because there was an earlier accident. They've moved off to the shoulder there. On westbound 70, you're still jammed between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge downtown. Eastbound 64, slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then eastbound 5570 stays slow all the way past 203 where they've got a left lane down and they've got the left lane down, so you're stacked up Poplar Street Bridge past 203. On westbound 64, you're looking a little bit better. It's slow from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Sonic. Spicy and sweet team up to tackle your hunger. Grab an order of the new spicy jumbo popcorn chicken and sweet potato tots at Sonic today. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Monroe Shocks and Struts remind you to replace your worn shocks just like you do tires and wiper blades. Because everything gets old. Learn more at Monroe.com.
25 degrees tomorrow. I'm on special assignment for North American Solar. I'm going to go take some sunshine measurements. You should find an excuse to get outside yourself. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
Got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.